If you'll take a look at your clock, you'll probably notice that it is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So, let us begin. La. It's in the key of D. Yeah, I'm still trying to tune my travel guitar into Dad. It doesn't want to hold the tuning, but I think it will now, although we haven't really taken the weather into account. It seems to be raining this morning. I woke up and I thought I heard cars driving by in the wet. And yeah, it's raining pretty good. And, maybe we should check the weather channel just in case to see what it says. Are we going to be able to go outside? I don't know. Obviously, we've got 1,000% humidity. So that's going to be brutal, which might be something that's affecting my instruments. And yeah, the Weather Channel says it's only 70 degrees. 70 degrees Fahrenheit. With LGT rain. Oh boy. Uh-oh, but it's supposed to get up to 87. Oh my god, in this humidity, that is going to be... That's going to be brutal. That's going to be brutal. And right when I was starting to think that maybe the heat broke, you know, I was thinking, geez, if it's raining and it's only 70 degrees, maybe the heat's breaking. No. Although it is officially autumn. Oh, wait, or does that not start for another couple days? I don't know. It's still hot here, and it's really humid, and the humidity is what's bothering me the most. Because the humidity can get in my house. The humidity can get in my house. The sun can't. So the humidity is what's bothering me these days. Oh, something else that has gotten into my house may be a mouse. There was some funny scratchings in the walls last night, and I thought, yeah. And even the cat noticed. Speaking of the cat, where is she? Actually, I know where she is. She's in the Thunder Hut behind me. She hasn't come out yet. But now that I'm speaking, she'll probably pop out here in a second. Oh, so, hey, look, there's Uncle Roy. Roy Hodgson. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, it's Saturday. Shouldn't you be watching football or something? And yeah, I am. I'm watching the Crystal Palace game, managed by Roy Hodgson. But it's a massive blowout. Crystal Palace is down by 4. And there's probably 10 minutes left in the game. And so I thought, oh, I don't know if I can watch this anymore. La-di-di-da-di-di-da. Oh, so anyway, yeah, if you're waiting for the scores, I don't know what to tell you. Liverpool 3, Newcastle 1, United's over Leicester with about 3 minutes left to go. Chelsea's over Wolves 4-2. Same amount of time left to play. Oh boy. Sheffield United and Southampton. Southampton is up by 1. Sheffield United is playing with a guy down. That reminds me of, we gotta see when the next game is on. Dun dun dun, check the games. Dun dun dun, check the games. Not on this channel, so let's check channel 8. Why did I press 5? I don't know. Okay, yeah, we've got 45 minutes until the next game comes on, which is Norwich, the Canaries. Alright, so we got Canaries today. That's good. But we need to now that we've got the schedule up, we might as well check a few more things. Specifically, we need to go to channel 131 to see if we've got any Godzilla films on today. Oh, No, but Arena is on right now. It's just wrapping up. Oh, and the terrible Adam Ant vampire movie is on next. That does not bode well. But I lied. Yes, coming up in 2 hours. Destroy All Monsters. Yes. Scientists face Godzilla, Rodan, Mothra, and more obscure Japanese monsters sent by she aliens. They're not that obscure. And what coming up next? Oh, I couldn't be happier. Godzilla versus Megalon. Oh, you've heard me talk about it a dozen times. Godzilla versus Megalon is probably my favorite Godzilla movie ever. Maybe because it's the worst one, but I think it's the one that I really recognized when I was watching it as a child. I thought, man, this is not a very good movie, but it's also awesome. It's awesome and terrible. And I have been told that Godzilla vs. Megalon has been spoofed on Mystery Science Theater 3000, which I don't think it deserves, but, yeah, well, whatever. I have made people watch Godzilla vs. Megalon. I remember living with a couple of guys saying, yeah, you gotta see this. So that's great. We got two Godzilla movies on today. Then after that is The Meteor Man, so... yeah, we got no more Gojira on. War of the Gargantuas is on at 11 p.m. tonight. That's weird. Might have to check that out. But yeah, I'm just excited about Godzilla vs. Megalon. Godzilla and a flying cyborg jet jaguar meet a giant cockroach and a big black chicken sent by Seatopians. Yeah, you can't trust the Seatopians any more than you can trust the planet Exians. I am drinking tea. And I'm happy about it. Oh, so now I'm thinking, I wonder if I'm going to have to crank down my air conditioner some more to deal with the humidity. I hope not. So, what else should we be looking for? Do we need to be looking for American football? It occurs to me. Today's Saturday, and the American football season has started for college. I don't know about pros. I don't know. Oh, let's see. I got... a Primera, an MA Equis game to watch later. That's good. Must be Chivas versus somebody, but they're not actually telling me. Those rat bastards. So we'll go down to the lower numbered sports channels. And the first ones we need to check are 80 and 81, I think. And, okay, there's Golden Gophers, and there's Evanston, Illinois, and Purdue, and that, and then the other thing. Why am I even bothering to look? Look, these guys can't afford any sports, so they're playing Premier Lacrosse League. Oh, that's terrible. We couldn't afford any sports for our sports channel. La-di-da-di-da. Okay, here's what I guess I'm looking for. I don't know. Cornhuskers. All right, the Nebraska state football team is called the Cornhuskers because that's what we do here. We husk corn. The Cornhuskers host the Huskies. Which Huskies? Oh, Northern Illinois. Because there's a lot of Huskies. It's Huskers versus Huskies. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so that starts at 7 p.m. tonight. If I'm not doing anything, maybe I will check that out. In the meantime, I'm going to drink some tea. It's delicious. Now, the funny thing is I'm already starting to get a little bit tired. Of course, I had to wake up early because, you know, football. And plus, I think the rain might have wakened me up a little bit earlier and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, the game is over. Crystal Palace lost. And now, with 15 seconds to play in the Chelsea game, boom, Chelsea gets another goal. You can just call this game now. It's 6-2. Good job, Chelsea. Ooh. Yeah, but look at this. We're 6 minutes into over. We're into added time. Yeah, and this is because of VAR. I'm not sure how I feel about VAR. When I heard that VAR was going to be mandatory this year, you know, when I heard that, you know, last year. Oh, and there's Frank Lampard. Hi, Frank. I was kind of against it. I've always sort of technically been against VAR, because I really believe that it is the referee's job to be the referee. And that's what I have always liked about football, is because the referee always had the final word and there was no arguing about it. You know, this is completely different than other American sports, or I should say American sports in general. Because in American sports, if you don't like what the referee says or you don't like the score or whatever, you can just argue about it. And if you present a good enough case, then okay, we'll change our minds. No, this isn't a courtroom. We're not here to argue over who should win the game. We're here to, you know, play the game. And that's what I've always liked about football. What the referee says goes. You don't get to argue about it. You don't get to even say anything about it. If you do, you get your ass thrown out of the game. Shut up. I'm running the game here. So when they've. For the last couple of years, they've been experimenting with VAR in various competitions and places. And, you know, I sort of understand why. Okay, before I go on, I should tell my American listeners who are probably listening to this saying, what the hell is VAR? VAR is Video Assistant Referee, what we call instant replay in America. Okay, and we know how much replay can affect sports, especially American sports, which don't make a whole hell of a lot of sense and nobody knows the rules anyway, like American football. But yeah, so people have been arguing for VAR for a long time because sometimes there are bad calls. Sometimes there are bad calls and they are obvious. And they will affect the outcome of games. And so people have been arguing about it, and we have the technology and blah, blah, blah. And it's only been within the last few years that goal line technology has been incorporated and these sorts of things. And the big argument is we have the technology, we can rebuild him, and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, now everybody has gone to VAR. And the problem with this is that it now makes the games 10 minutes longer, which I don't like. The thing about football, the thing that makes it a man's game, is that it doesn't stop. There's no timeouts. There's no, oh, I'm hurt. We have to stop the game. No, there's no stopping the game. The game is greater than all. The sum is greater than the whole of its parts. Yeah. And so for a little while there, I was sort of on the side of like, okay, well, maybe VAR will be good It's not one of those things where anybody can challenge. Oh, let's have a challenge to see who gets kicked out of the house. Coaches and managers and players cannot call for VAR. Only the referee can and blah, blah, blah. But it's still adding 10 minutes to games. And the reason that that's interesting is that there's already people complaining about the lengths of games, or at least the waste of time in games. A football game is 90 minutes long, but only about 56 of those minutes is the game actually being played. And then that's kind of unusual. We're losing more than half an hour of a 90-minute game. We're losing more than 30% of the game for a number of reasons. Throw-ins. The ball goes out of bounds. Free kicks. Throw-ins themselves take up about 8 minutes. Free kicks take up about 10 minutes. And etc., etc., etc. So there are people who are saying, well, let's get rid of throw-ins. And then they said, because a kick-in will be faster. And I don't think that's quite true, but, you know, maybe we could save 4 minutes. And then there's people complaining about corner kicks. Oh, corner kicks, they're useless. Why are we doing them? Blah, blah, blah. Well, then, how else are you going to get the ball back and play under those circumstances? I don't know. So, yeah, VAR is now officially being used, and it adds time to the game, which is weird to me, but we saw it was even worse in the World Cup, the Women's World Cup, where those games were having 9, 10, 11, and 12 minutes added on. It's just because of VAR. It's like, we're getting away from the spirit of the game. I really think so. So I think we're going to have to go to a musical interlude right now. What kind of wacky music do we want to hear today, kids? Let's see if we can find something really creative. Something really bizarre. Something that will make me laugh. And maybe you as well. What do we got? What do we have? Oh, here's something. This is gonna make you laugh.
Surprise, I'm a fake.
guys. What did you think about that? I like that a lot. That was, of course, Marvin Gaye over the top of Rat. Round and round. Very cool. Very cool. Oh, what an interesting track that was. Anywho, what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't know. I don't have much today. I really don't. And as I look up, it looks like the sun might be coming out. That can't be good. That's never a good sign. I wanted more rain. How much did it rain? I don't know. Are we going to get any mushrooms? I don't know. Maybe we can go out tomorrow, depending on what the weather is. Maybe we can find some fungus tomorrow. I don't know. I do, however, think that I need a little bit more of some of this wackiness. Some more music. And I think we need to have another wacky mashup here. Let's see. What do we have that might be a little bit weird? Oh, I don't know. What's it going to be? I don't know. Let's see if, this might have some potential. Let's see if you can figure this one out. This should be pretty obvious. Clippy there. That's too good. Very nice. Obviously, that's the Temporary Doors, the Temp Doors. that was beautiful. That's one of the better ones I've heard so far. That was, of course, Jim Morrison over the Temptations. And also in there, we of course heard that little riff from that organ solo from Ray Manzarek. And that guitar solo was actually AC/DC. So it was, you know, the Doors and the Temptations and a little bit of AC/DC to put an edge on it, I guess. Oh my God, too cool. Too cool. That's the lazy way out of having to do a show. Oh, I think I'll just play some music. The hilarious thing, the truly hilarious thing, is that we've been at this now for, what, about 28 minutes? And my cat is still in the Thunder Hut. Which leads me to believe that maybe there was a lot of rain when I was sleeping. Maybe there was lots of rain and thunder when I was sleeping, and it scared the cat, and she got in the Thunder Hut and didn't get enough sleep, so she's sleeping now. Well, that's my theory. But right now, I need to get up. I need to look out the window here and try to see what's going on. Because the sun is coming in the window and it's bright. And yeah, it looks like... Jeez, and everything's dry already, too. Oh, speaking of which, I should open this up and see what's going on. Because there was weird noises under the door last night. And even the cat heard them. And the cat was in here, sitting on the floor right here, staring at the door. I don't know if a mouse was trying to get in, or if the mouse was crawling around in the walls here, or if there was a bug trying to get in. But we both noticed it, and I... stood here for a while going, huh, what's going on? Anyway, I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on is this. In about 1 minute, we are going to hear the Sound Show Genre Mix and Discussion starring our very own MJT. What's MJT going to do for us today? I don't know, but it'll be entertaining. So stay tuned for that. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm out of here. Stay tuned for MJT.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Boogity 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 boogity.